A Personal God, February 3. The Wonderful Father. God hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, who being the brightness of his glory, and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. God is a spirit, yet he is a personal being, for so he has revealed himself. As a personal being, God has revealed himself in his Son, the outshining of the Father's glory, and the express image of his person. Jesus, as a personal Savior, came to the world. As a personal Savior he ascended on high. As a personal Savior he intercedes in the heavenly courts. I saw a throne, and on it sat the Father and the Son. I gazed on Jesus' countenance and admired his lovely person. The Father's person I could not behold, for a cloud of glorious light covered him. I asked Jesus if his Father had a form like himself. He said he had, but I could not behold it, for said he, "If you should once behold the glory of his person, you would cease to exist." The theory that God is an essence pervading all nature is received by many who profess to believe the Scriptures, but, however beautifully clothed, this theory is a most dangerous deception. If God is an essence pervading all nature, then he dwells in all men, and in order to attain holiness, man has only to develop the power within him. These theories, pantheism, etc., followed to their logical conclusion, do away with the necessity for the atonement and make man his own savior. Those who accept them are in great danger of being led finally to look upon the whole Bible as a fiction. The revelation of himself that God has given in his word is for our study. This we may seek to understand. But beyond this we are not to penetrate. None are to indulge in speculation regarding his nature. Here silence is eloquence. The Omniscient One is above discussion.